This is the Last Week in English podcast, winter semester 2019-20, week one, with me, Mark Jacob, coming to you from the TU Berg Academy Freiburg. Today's guest is the head of not just one unit here at the university, but of two. The first one being CRAFA, which is the Center of Advanced Study and Research, which supports PhD students here, and she's also head of the Career Center. But what is the career path that leads to becoming the head of a university's career center? Well, today we're going to find out, as I'm very happy to welcome Dr. Christina Wohlpaat.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Mark, for the invitation.
You're welcome. So I'm looking forward to talking about the career center in CRAFA because I think that will be very useful for the students. But first, before we get onto that, could you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to becoming the head of the Career Center in CRAFA?
Yes, of course. So in a podcast, you cannot see my white hair. So the story is a little bit longer because I'm a little bit more experienced in life. A grandmother of three wonderful grandsons. And that's also one of my motivations to be at the university, so that the next generation will enjoy the studies from the first day to the last day. So I'm not completely successful until today, but I hope until my first grandson starts to study in around 9 years, I think. So we changed a lot. And that's also a part of the story of my whole professional life. If I complete it from our days, looking backwards. It's the story of somebody who always wanted to make the world a better place. So I started with a very interesting profession, which also today have a meaning for me. That is, I was a carpenter before I went to university. And from this, I have something very practical oriented. I hate it if meetings or any type of work not lead to any practical change or practical result. And then I studied here in Saxony at TU Dresden, a very interesting topic. I became a diplom ingenieur pädagogin, have a diploma in engineering and pedagogics. Studied construction and wood technology on the one hand, and pedagogic and psychology on the other hand. And that's also a little bit about the story of my life, because I'm always somebody who is working in between transdisciplinary, between the borders, and try to widen the limits a little bit. So, and when I were 25, I had a doctor degree, very young. Mm-hmm. This was exactly the time when the society changed and we broke the walls. So, and after this, I had a lot of possibilities. So I could continue my scientific career at a university. I was strongly invited to do it. I could work as a construction engineer. I could work as a teacher for professional schools and wood construction for carpenters, for construction workers or whatever. Or I could do whatever I wanted. So, and this I've done. I have done whatever I wanted was to engage myself in this changing society. And I went into the consulting field of NGOs and little businesses, and the guide to give guidance to the governments and city governments to develop organizational structures. And we had a counseling center for women at this time. I worked in a project at a women education center. So I have done this for a very long time, and It was always then very interesting because I also then always struggled with the taboo zones of a society, from sexual abuse in a family to sex slavery on the one hand, labor market issues on the other hand, and of course always how to change the mindset of politicians related to these taboo questions for people who was not on the sunny side of the life. And at least because the clients which came were mostly really traumatized in the consulting field or in the counseling field, I decided end of the 90s, some of our students, I think, are born in this period, to become a trauma therapist. So, and supervisor for other therapists. And all this together helped me to develop a really a broad perspective on this society. And the real reason why I'm today working at a university is very simple, because when my daughter left my household, and I really, really, really missed all the young people in my kitchen where I had a lot of discussions each day in the afternoon and sometimes at the weekends, and enjoyed the political discussions, the environmental discussions,